This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.
Yes, here we are again. Over 3 hours ago, we had here in EDXC conference afternoon session where the exporters were presented by Mr. Mika Mäkeläinen for DXing.info portal, and briefly by Mr. Paolo Morandotti for EDXC portal. And here is Mika Mäkeläinen.
Now, articles is one of the features that I want to promote on DXing.info. Anyone who has articles that he wants to have published on DX-related items can freely offer them and have it published on DXing.info. Now, some of the latest very interesting articles were about DXing in Japan. Jim Solatier visited Japan, met some Japanese DXers a year ago, and another one was about DXing in China. I don't think many of us have heard about Chinese DXers. I hadn't heard anything until this June, when a friend of mine, a fellow DXer whom I got to know through DXing.info, we kept in touch by emails, and I asked him to write down what's happening in terms of DXing in China, and that's definitely something that hasn't been available anywhere until now. Just as an example of what the content looks like on the website. Propagation information, again updated in real time, the WWV forecast and situation forecast for the A index up to 45 days ahead, and some selected links to various other organizations in the world who produce solar activity indices. Now, I'm a totally non-technical person. I don't understand anything what's inside a radio set, so it's enough for me to listen to what it offers. But many people are interested in technology, in improving their antennas and receivers. Another aspect where I'd like to offer resources on DXing.info, if you have technical reviews of radio receivers, antennas, your own antenna experiments, anything, those can be available, and you can have it published on DXing.info.
Yes, that was Mr. Mika Mäkeläinen, and you have a microphone open there in the studio. I can hear you talking about something. Okay, and then we had a program where Mr. Jarmo Salmi and Mr. Simo Soinen told us about collecting radio-related items. And here is Simo Soininen.
It's Radery. And as you can, of course, know, the internet is the surprising source of this also. And that belongs theoretically to the word thematic or topical philately. And I heard yesterday that you from the United States, you are interested in stamps as many are. And I have here some ideas about that. That is pity that most of the collections, they are not standing nowhere in fact, because the philatelists are making for the expos, and they are one week, and then they put that down. That is very, very, very pity. But in internet we have some surprising collection, not systematically. And after my studies, they are not perfect. They are only the part of that. But also the item is very large. When the hobbyists are creating that kind of collections, they usually, the largest one is the concept electricity, or radio waves as the scientific phenomena. Then you can make a story about physics and radio waves and radio broadcasting by the persons like Marconi, Hertz, Volta, Ampere, Armstrong, and so. They are hundreds and hundreds stamps of about those gentlemen. Or you can build that on, or put all those together about the evolution of broadcasting, a technical way, by transmitting, receiving, or had a small collection about the stamps, ways, the receiver set, or then even to put those disc jockeys and speakers. Maybe the most famous speaker is President, former President Ronald Reagan.
Yes, that was Mr. Simon Soninen, and so night is coming, and time is 21:39 in Finnish summertime, and we have now EDXC banquet going on in here, Uitari, in Pori. On dinner we had first sea buckhorn cocktail, and first course we had white fish, soup of Satakunta, and then main course I had just eaten beef fillet steak and red wine sauce and creamy potatoes. Very, very tasty food. And I had to eat it quickly because this phone is going on, and here we are. And this evening and banquet is going on also. Coffee will be served after the dinner at the conference room, and then the banquet program will continue there. And we have also a lottery and so on with Mr. Arto Mujunen and friends, and Mr. Raimo Kaksunen is also auctioneer, and Mr. Jarmo Salmi is as a cashier. Okay, this was that report, and I'll be back before this program in SWR is closing, maybe 2 hours. Okay, back to you to studio.
Thank you.
This is a download from Scandinavian Weekend Radio. To find out more, visit swradio.net. Sounds too free to be legal.